With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you come to India, you'll meet hundreds of millions of servants like me.
Driver. Sorry, what's your name?
Sir Balram, sir.
Balram, I got it. No worries. Seriously, I got it.
The movies have a love-hate relationship with modern award-winning books. What you gain from the obvious name recognition advantage, you can easily lose because literary merit doesn't always translate to the screen. However, when Indian novelist Arvind Adiga's The White Tiger won the Man Booker in 2008, it was snapped up by producer, writer-director Ramin Bahrani.
I want to break free.
They had plans. I had plans too.
I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied out of me.
Bahrani's reputation as a man to watch preceded him. American-Iranian, he's done well at several film festivals, and there was big interest in his adaptation of a famous novel. One thing he saw in the project, aside from its timely picture of globalism in India, was that structurally it's one of the most reliable plots there is. In many ways, it's a gangster rags-to-riches fable.
Here in India, there are only two kinds of people. Those with big bellies and those with small bellies.
Our hero, Balram, is born in an Indian village near the Chinese border. As he says, if he's born to be a servant of someone, he'd better pick his master carefully. Top dogs in the district are a father and son who shake down the villagers for everything they can get. But it's the younger son, Ashok, just returned from the United States, who catches Balram's eye.
When I first saw him, I knew then. This was the master for me. I want to be a driver for your son.
Hey, Hamashok.
Hey, don't do that.
Balram decides that he'll get a job as Ashok's driver. The fact that he hasn't got a license yet is a minor detail. Once he gets the job, he sets out to endear himself to the decent, if lightweight, Ashok and Ashok's extremely American wife, Pinky.
Hey, driver!
I'm Pinky. Nice to meet you.
Balram, have you ever seen a computer?
We had many of them in the village with the goats.
Okay, the goats are pretty advanced to use computers.
Okay, now you're being a jerk.
I didn't like the way he had spoken about me.
Pinky is played by the one big name attached to The White Tiger, Bollywood star Priyanka Chopra, who also executive produced the film. She provides the eyes for a Western audience wondering why Balram puts up with regular bad treatment. Hasn't he heard of the American dream?
What is it that you want to do?
I want to serve you and Ashok sir.
No, no, you can't possibly believe that.
The point being that in India, the idea of someone breaking out of centuries of racial, religious, caste and class prejudice is all but unheard of. As rare, as Balram says in his narration, as that rarest of beasts, the albino tiger.
I would have to become a creature that gets born only once every generation.
The white tiger.
That's what I call myself these days.
But with no white tiger, there'd be no story. Balram is determined to find a way to the top, by hook or by crook. But there's unlikely to be a fairy tale ending. This is no Bollywood slumdog millionaire to be saved by the power of true love.
I was trapped. And don't believe for a second there's a million rupee game show you can win to get out of it.
You're my driver!
In fact, true love almost proves to be his downfall. Not his true love, but that of Ashok and Pinky, who decide to take Balram out for a night on the town. And to make things even more special, they say, we'll take over the driving. You sit in the back. Bad idea, as it turns out. Something goes wrong, and suddenly the liberal Western couple are forced to deal with things the traditional Indian way. And that means a combination of bribery, corruption, and finding the most convenient scapegoat. Guess who?
I, Balram Halwai, I drove the car.
I was alone in the car. They made me sign that confession.
This is not only the anti-slumdog millionaire, it's also a tough, brutal assessment of what's happening in Asia now. The money comes from China, the labour is mostly outsourced to India. This is the future, and a smart white tiger like Balram just needs to see what's going on.
It's a century of the brown man and the yellow man, and God save everybody else.
Even with no big names attached, the White Tiger is gripping. And right now is the perfect time for it. It's up for an Academy Award for Best Script. As audiences start asking inconvenient questions about post-colonial shifts in power. The final frame is a wide shot of men from the Indian servant class looking inscrutably straight down the camera. This is the year of films with no easy answers.
I'm just one who has woken up while the rest of you are still sleeping.